This was of great importance for the Catholic cause in France. We know that it made it difficult for, in fact impossible, for Henry of Navarre to take Paris by force. In the end, the Spanish garrison of Paris left with full honors and was never defeated. Parma was also ordered to hand over vast sums of money to the French Catholic League. Indeed, up to three-quarters of the funds that Parma received from Spain would be diverted into France to support the struggle there against the so-called heretic monarch. But for all the help that Philip II may have provided to the Catholics in France, it was a real hindrance to his efforts in the Netherlands, and the Dutch made extremely good use of Parma's absences in France. In the year 1590, for example, they recaptured the strategic city of Breda. And in fact, it's interesting that the capture of Breda in 1590 was the first success that the Dutch rebels had in capturing a royal city in fully 12 years. Thereafter, successes began to snowball. In 1591, the Dutch recaptured the towns of Zutphen and Deventer. And between 1591 and 1594, the Dutch rebels, headed by Maurice of Nassau, who was the son of William of Orange, assassinated in 1584, would recapture the entire northeast of the Netherlands. Moreover, not only did Spanish adventures or interventions in France allow the Dutch rebels themselves a kind of a breathing space and an opportunity to recapture an awful lot of territory, they earned Spain the enmity of Henry IV of France. Not only did Henry IV himself send vast sums of money to the Netherlandish rebels, in 1595, having more or less suppressed the resistance of the Catholic League in France, Henry now openly declared war on Spain, and he invaded Artois in the southern Spanish Netherlands, and that war would go on until 1598. In 1600, Henry struck an even more decisive blow. He invaded the Duchy of Savoy in what is now northwestern Italy and southeastern France, and he blocked the corridors by which Spain sent troops from Italy to the Netherlands. I've mentioned in an earlier lecture how Spain's ability to exercise its power in the Netherlands was dependent upon a complex web of roads, usually called the Spanish Road, which connected Spanish outposts in northern Italy, over the Alps, down the Rhine, and into Flanders and the Netherlands. Most of the passes, the Alpine passes, that the Spanish used in the 16th century ran through the Duchy of Savoy, and it was actually a masterstroke on Henry IV's part. By invading Savoy, he, near its base, clipped off the Spanish road and made it extremely difficult for Spain to even militarily reinforce its beleaguered forces in the Netherlands. If the overcommitment problem was the second source of Spain's failure to recapture the Netherlands, I think the third problem, and this is again a familiar problem, are the financial problems of the Spanish crown. Philip II's insistence on supporting the Catholic League in France over his own forces in Flanders starved the army of Flanders of money at a really critical juncture in the war against the rebels, and again, perfectly predictably, produced an embarrassing string of mutinies. And in some respects, it's hard to blame the soldiers who mutinied, since two of the units which finally mutinied in the 1590s hadn't been paid at all since 1585. They'd been fighting for more than 5 years under abysmal conditions without a single cent in pay. Between 1589 and 1607, there were fully 40 mutinies in the army of Flanders. And in 1596, King Philip II would declare bankruptcy for a third time. Indeed, when the Dutch moved into northeastern Netherlands in 1591-94, they met almost no resistance whatsoever, because the only Spanish forces which might have stopped them there in the northeast were paralyzed by mutiny. Indeed, between 1598 and 1604, every single major campaign undertaken or planned by the Army of Flanders was either jeopardized or completely prevented by large-scale mutinies among the troops themselves. Even when conquests were made, it might prove only fleeting, because mutinous garrisons who hadn't been paid in years might then turn around and resell the captured fortress or town right back to the Dutch rebels. These problems were ultimately insuperable, and by the end of the 1590s, Spain had moved from absolute intransigence to now actively seeking a negotiated settlement with the Dutch. Even before his death in the year 1598, it had been obvious to Philip II that a military conquest of the Dutch Netherlands was simply beyond the power of Spain. They just didn't have the troops or the money to do it. Philip's son, Philip III, who reigned between 1598 and 1621, could equally see the writing on the wall and hoped to negotiate some kind of settlement with the Dutch. But unfortunately for Spain, the Dutch really weren't very interested in negotiation. They could see that Spain was weak, the mutinies were obvious to them. If they could buy back previously captured towns from mutinying Spanish soldiers, it was pretty obvious what was going on. And they, rather than wanting to negotiate with Spain, they instead sought to exploit the weakness and the problems which Spain was currently experiencing.